Imagine you are an independent producer
Okay.
and you've just finished this massive new track.
Oh man, that is the best feeling.
It really is. And you didn't even use AI for the generation. You used like a vintage vocal sample from a 30-year-old vinyl record.
Okay, totally standard producer workflows.
Exactly. So you upload the final mix to your distributor, you're getting ready for release day, and suddenly you get this automated
Oh
email.
no.
Yeah, your account is frozen, your royalties are locked. And the reason. An automated tool has flagged your 30-year-old vocal sample as, quote, AI fraud.
I mean, it is the ultimate nightmare scenario for a creator. And right now, it is happening on a massive, massive scale.
It really is. So, welcome to the deep dive. If you are an AI music creator, especially those of you who are, exploring the latest generation of tools over on popularatools.ai, you know that prompting the perfect track is only half the battle today.
Barely even half, honestly.
Right, because the other half is getting that track past the incredibly erratic algorithmic bouncers standing at the door of the distribution club.
Yeah, the gatekeepers.
Exactly. So today, our mission is to unpack exactly why AI music detectors are statistically unreliable right now, here in May 2026.
Because we are looking at a system that is fundamentally broken in both directions. I mean, it's punishing legitimate human creators while simultaneously letting heavily processed AI tracks slip right past the gates.
It's totally wild. And we've got a massive stack of sources to guide us today to understand this chaos.
You really do.
Yeah, we're pulling from technical research. We're looking at shifting platform updates from giants like Spotify and Deezer.
And we're diving deep into the community consensus over on Reddit, right? Specifically, the r/SunoAI and r/MusicIndustryBoards.
Exactly. And crucially, we are going to break down the exact mechanics of bypass tools, particularly one called Undetector, which creators are actively using as a practical workaround to actually get distributed.
Which is super important if you actually want to earn royalties.
Right. Okay, let's unpack this. Let's look at the actual tools acting as these gatekeepers today, because there are a ton of them. Oh, there's a whole tottage industry. Yeah, so we have SubmitHub's AI Song Checker, which is heavily debated on Reddit. We have ACR Cloud's fingerprinting service, which, the major platforms rely on heavily.
Yep.
Then there's aha-music.com, Authio, Deezer's own internal tool, and even like a niche detector from the ghostproduction.com.
I mean, that is a lot of different software attempting to do the exact same virtually impossible job.
It really is.
And they're all taking, completely different approaches to analyzing the audio.
Right. And if you look at their public marketing claims, you would honestly think this was a completely solved problem.
Oh, the marketing is incredibly confident.
It is. I'm looking at an Archivist research paper in our stack. And, for those who don't know, Archivist is a preprint server where researchers share early technical papers.
Right, cutting-edge stuff.
Yeah. And this paper claims greater than 99% accuracy in detecting AI audio.
99%. Wow.
And then the creator of the SubmitHub checker publicly claims his tool is right around 90% of the time based on his internal testing.
Okay, so reading those numbers, you have to wonder, isn't 90 to 99% essentially an A plus?
Exactly. Like, why is the creator community in such an uproar if the tools are that good?
Well, what's fascinating here is the massive canyon between a controlled laboratory test and what happens when you unleash that software into the messy, highly processed reality of the global music industry.
The real world.
Exactly. That 99% accuracy claim from the Artifice paper, that was verified strictly in lab conditions on a synthetic data set.
Meaning what exactly?
Meaning they basically fed the detector pristine raw AI outputs and pristine raw acoustic recordings.
Oh, see.
Yeah, they did not test it on real-world, heavily processed, genre-bending audio.
So it's like testing a sports car's top speed in a vacuum, right? On a perfectly flat track.
Yes.
And then being completely shocked when it can't hit 200 miles per hour in bumper-to-bumper rush hour traffic.
That is spot on. It just doesn't translate. And when you look at the enterprise level, the tools actually used by distributors, ACR Cloud, calls it service state of the art.
Right.
But as of right now, May 2026, they haven't published a single public accuracy figure or a false positive benchmark for their AI audio detection.
Wait, really? Nothing at all.
Nothing. We are essentially just trusting a corporate black box.
And that black box is causing absolute havoc for real people.
Oh, a ton of havoc.
Let's go back to that scenario I mentioned right at the top. The human toll of these false positives is just absurd. We have a direct quote from a SubmitHub user from our sources.
What did they say?
They wrote, it gives so many fake positives, especially when you use high-pitched vocals. Even when the song is 30 years old, it still gets flagged as AI.
Which is just insane.
It is. So walk me through the mechanics of that. How on earth does a computer listen to a human singing in 1996 and confidently declare it was generated by a computer in 2026?
Well, because the detector isn't actually listening for humanity.
But right?
Or a soul or emotion.
Right, it doesn't have ears.
Exactly. It's scanning for statistical anomalies in the audio frequencies. Think about how early AI voice models sounded.
Like kind of glitchy.
Yeah, they often had this subtle robotic warble in the very high frequencies because the model couldn't perfectly render those rapid sound waves.
Okay, that makes sense.
So the detectors basically learn to look for that warble. Mm-hmm. But it turns out high-pitched human vocals, especially when recorded on older, slightly degraded tape.
Oh, they naturally have that warble.
Exactly. They naturally contain micro-fluctuations that mimic those exact same warbles. The statistical model just can't tell the difference between a natural acoustic fluctuation and an AI rendering error.
Wow. And it gets even worse. Back in February 2025, a user on the r/SunoAI subreddit had their track flagged as 98% AI.
Now, let me guess, it wasn't.
The catch is the song was entirely 100% human recorded.
Yeah.
They physically played the instruments.
That is brutal.
And this isn't just an isolated anecdote either. Both the Cyanite.a blog and artist.tools confirmed that heavily processed human material frequently triggers these flags.
And that really brings up the core issue here. Heavy processing is the industry standard.
Right. Everybody uses it.
Exactly. If you're making modern pop, hip-hop, or electronic music, you're using a ton of vocal tuning, heavy multiband compression, aggressive EQ.
Actually, explain multiband compression for a second, just so we understand why it triggers the detector.
Sure, yeah. So multiband compression is a tool producers use to take specific frequency ranges, like just the bass or just the hi-hats.
Okay.
And they forcefully squash the loudest parts down while bringing the quietest parts up. It makes the track sound thick and loud.
Like it punches through the speakers.
Exactly. But when you look at that audio on a visual graph, it looks completely unnatural. It looks like a solid block of sound.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So when a detector sees that hyper-compressed, blocky waveform, its statistical model panics and assumes, well, no human acoustic instrument looks like this, so it must be AI.
Wow. Okay, let's look at the operational math here, because some people might argue, you know, hey, no software is perfect.
True. People say that a lot.
But according to an analysis by FWDmusic.com from March 2026, let's say a major label or distributor is processing 10,000 tracks a day.
Which is pretty standard.
Right. If a detector has even a tiny, seemingly acceptable 1% false positive rate.
Yeah, do the math.
That is 100 legitimate human-made songs that are unjustly blocked every single day.
Exactly. That is 100 independent artists getting an email saying, we suspect you of fraud.
It's devastating.
Their release schedules are destroyed. Their royalties are frozen simply because they used an aggressive vocal tuner or pushed their guitar compressor a little too hard.
So naturally, the logical pivot here is, okay, if these detectors are set to be so incredibly sensitive that they are constantly catching human producers.
Right, they must be catching the AI.
Exactly. They must at least be doing an ironclad job of keeping the actual AI tracks out of the platforms, right?
You would definitely think so. But the data from the sources shows the exact opposite.
The floodgates are totally wide open.
Oh, absolutely open.
I mean, if we look at Spotify, in September 2025, they rolled out a massive update to strengthen their AI protections.
Which, reading between the lines.
Right. It is a giant implicit admission that their previous detection methods had totally failed.
100%.
And if you browse the r/musicindustry subreddit, there are multiple massive threads from verified industry professionals complaining that their weekly release radar playlists were, and I'm quoting directly here, almost all AI-generated music.
So we basically have a system that is blocking the humans and letting the AI through.
It's completely backward.
Which means we have to ask why. Like, why is the fundamental architecture of this detection so broken?
Well, a great breakdown of this came from a YouTube analysis published in February 2026. It's called AI Music Detection is Here.
Okay, what do they find?
The core issue outlined there is that these systems rely on probabilistic inference, not actual proof.
Right. Let's talk about the DAW for a second, the digital audio workstation.
Yeah, like Ableton or Logic.
Exactly. That is the software on your computer where the music is actually made. When you're in the DAW, you have absolute proof of how the song was made.
Because you can see all the pieces.
Right. You have the raw vocal takes, the MIDI notes for the synthesizer, the exact history of every single plugin applied.
But the detector never gets to see any of that.
Never. It doesn't get to open your session files at all.
It just gets the final file.
Yep. It only gets the final flattened two-channel stereo MP3 or WAV file.
Wow.
So it has to make these statistical guesses about the patterns hidden within that single file. As that YouTube analyst pointed out, this is classification, not verification.
So it's basically like looking at a deeply purple smoothie.
Right.
And trying to guess the exact berries inside.
Exactly. You're holding up a glass and saying, well, mathematically, there's an 80% chance of blueberry.
But for all you know, the chef just threw in blackberry and strawberry because the blender has completely destroyed the original shape of the ingredients.
That is a perfect way to look at it. The blending process is mixing and mastering.
Ah, okay.
When a producer takes an AI-generated stem, let's say they isolate an AI guitar track, and they run it through a chorus effect, a distortion pedal, and then an analog mastering chain.
They're basically throwing it in the blender.
Exactly. They are degrading the original signal. They are actively destroying the subtle underlying spectral fingerprints that the AI generator originally left behind.
They scramble the signal.
Completely. So a raw AI output directly from the prompt might get caught.
Sure.
But an AI output that a producer spent 3 hours mixing, the statistical detector has absolutely nothing to anchor to.
Which completely explains why the distributors are failing.
Yep.
And because third-party detectors like SubmitHub and ACR Cloud are proving to be so incredibly unreliable at the gate, we are seeing the streaming platforms themselves totally panic.
Oh, they're scrambling.
Yeah, they're taking matters into their own hands.
I mean, they don't really have a choice. The sheer volume of AI content being uploaded daily kind of forces their hand.
Let's look at the platform-side realities right now. Because Deezer has been the most aggressive player here.
Oh, sure.
They've been running an internal detection tool since early 2025. And in January 2026, they became the very first platform to explicitly tag AI music for listeners.
Which is a huge move.
It is. They are so confident in it, they're actually trying to sell that internal tool to other platforms.
Wow. Meanwhile, Spotify is taking a slightly different route.
Right.
Because the audio analysis is so flawed, Spotify's September 2025 update leans much heavier on behavioral signals rather than just audio scanning.
What do you mean by behavioral signals?
They're using keyword spam filters in the track metadata and strict rules against identity manipulation, like trying to prompt a song to sound exactly like Drake.
Oh, I see. And YouTube is basically using their massive content ID system combined with some emerging unnamed signals.
Unnamed, right. They're very secretive about it.
Very. And they haven't published any accuracy metrics. And Apple Music.
Radio silence.
Complete radio silence. They haven't publicly documented any AI detection strategy at all.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we connect this to the bigger picture, what we're witnessing is a classic technological arms race.
You mean between the detectors and the AI generators themselves?
Exactly. Think about the mechanism of how machine learning models are trained.
Okay.
The big AI generators companies like Suno, Udio, Musigen, they don't exist in a vacuum. They use a process called adversarial training.
How does that work?
Every single time a detector like ACR Cloud or Deezer gets slightly better at identifying an AI artifact, say, they figure out a way to spot a weird phasing issue in the symbols.
Right.
The AI companies literally feed that exact detection criteria right back into their own models. Mm. They train the AI to avoid making that specific mistake.
Oh, wow. So they're saying, you caught us doing X. Thanks for the data. We will literally never do X again.
Precisely. The AI generators are continuously improving to evade the exact signatures that detectors are looking for. It is a game of cat and mouse, but the mouse is upgrading itself at an exponential rate.
Okay, wait, let me play the confused listener for a second here.
Go for it.
If the AI is constantly learning to evade detection and heavy mixing destroys the statistical footprint anyway, how is anything getting caught?
That is the million-dollar question.
Right. Why are my listeners getting their tracks rejected by TuneCore or DistroKid right now? What is the detector actually latching onto?
Okay, the answer is watermarks.
Watermarks?
Yes. The detectors have one major weapon left. Companies like Suno intentionally embed microscopic, inaudible spectral watermarks into the audio they generate.
Spectral watermarks. Okay, break down exactly what that means.
Think of a spectral watermark as a hidden barcode. But instead of ink, it's made of sound.
Okay.
It's a microscopic pattern of sound waves hidden in specific frequency ranges that the human ear can't easily detect. Like a dog whistle embedded underneath the hi-hats.
Oh.
Or a very specific unnatural timing pattern in the microrhythms of the track. The AI company puts it there on purpose.
And the detectors know about this.
Oh, they know exactly what that barcode looks like. They scan your MT3, and if they find that exact timing pattern signature, boom, it overrides the probabilistic guessing.
It's just an instant fail.
Exactly. It is 100% confirmed AI.
Wow. So it's basically like audio steganography. It's a secret message hidden in the file.
Pretty much.
But wait, what happens if you just remove the barcode?
And that brings us to the core of the issue and that her flow creators are using today.
Right. So what does this all mean for you listening to this deep dive right now? Here is the creator's dilemma.
Let's hear it.
If you are making music with AI, whether you're generating full tracks or just generating royalty-free samples to use in your own human productions.
Right. Very common.
These detection tools will scan your tracks at the distribution stage. DistroKid, TuneCore, CD Baby, they are all scanning your files.
Every single one of them.
And as we've established, you really can't appeal these flags in real time. If a false positive or a true positive hits your account, your release is totally stalled.
Dead in the water.
And trying to get a human customer service rep to, you know, analyze your DIW session to prove you just used a heavy compressor, it's basically impossible at scale.
The friction is immense. The industry simply hasn't built an infrastructure to handle the volume of disputes.
Exactly. So creators have completely stopped waiting for the industry to fix it, and they've found a practical workaround.
Which brings us to undetexter.com.
Yep. Based on our sources, this is currently the number one rated AI artifact removal software on the market.
Scoring a 98 out of 100 in community testing, which is huge.
It is. And it is designed for one highly specific purpose. Removing those spectral watermarks from Suno, Udio, Musician, and Stable Audio.
The mechanics of how this software works are honestly brilliant.
How so?
Well, remember that the intentional watermarks are the only definitive proof the detectors have, right?
All right. The barcode.
Exactly. Undetector specifically targets those exact microfrequencies and timing pattern signatures.
But how does it actually remove them without just muffling the entire song and making it sound terrible?
It uses phase inversion.
Phase inversion.
Yeah. If you have a sound wave going up and you play the exact same sound wave inverted, going down, they cancel each other out to zero.
Oh, like noise-canceling headphones.
Exactly like that.
Yeah.
Because Undetector knows the shape of the watermarks Suno and Udio use, it essentially applies the inverse of that barcode to the file.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it preserves the heavy bass and the crisp vocals, but it entirely scrambles the microscopic digital fingerprint right off the file.
Okay, but let me push back here on behalf of the creator for a second.
Sure.
If Undetector's whole marketing pitch is literally distributors reject AI music, we fix that.
Right. Very bold.
Aren't creators taking a massive financial risk by using a bypass tool? I mean, what happens if Spotify updates their system next month, realizes a track used Undetector to bypass the gate, and permanently bans the artist?
I mean, it's a valid fear.
Isn't that risking your entire royalty stream?
It sounds like it. But technically, the risk is incredibly low because of how the bypass functions.
Why is that?
Undetector doesn't leave a new fingerprint on a file saying, I was bypassed.
Oh, it just erases the old one.
Exactly. It just removes the original watermark. And once that barcode is gone, the distributor's scanning software is forced to rely back on the probabilistic guessing we talked about with the smoothie analogy.
And because we know probabilistic guessing catches heavily compressed human music, too.
Spotify or TuneCore cannot confidently ban those tracks without risking a massive wave of false positives against acoustic artists.
Wow. So without the watermark, the detector is just blind.
Completely blind.
And we want to be clear here. This isn't just slick marketing on Undetector's part. We actually looked at an April 2026 thread on the r/SunoAI subreddit, where a user rigorously tested all the various watermark removal tools on the market against the major distribution gates.
Yeah, that was a very thorough test.
It was. And the community consensus was overwhelming. Undetector is the most effective bypass available. It actually gets the tracks through the checkpoints.
And honestly, it's the economics of this tool that really solidify its place in the creator workflow right now.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the price.
Undetector charges a flat $39 lifetime fee.
That's it. There's no monthly subscription.
Nope. No subscriptions, no paying per track. It's just a one-time cost. They know exactly what pain point they're solving.
It's brilliant positioning.
Totally. For an independent creator on popularatools.a who just had a potential hit rejected by their distributor, a one-time $39 fee is a completely trivial expense to unlock their ability to distribute the track and actually start earning streaming royalties.
Right. It has basically become the standard operational workflow for anyone serious about releasing this type of music.
It's basically a necessary bridge over a completely broken system.
Well said. Okay, let's do a quick recap of everything we've covered in this deep dive.
Good idea.
Right now, in May 2026, AI music detectors like SubmitHub and ACR Cloud are failing in both directions simultaneously.
Spectacularly failing.
Yes. Their probabilistic models are punishing legitimate human creators with devastating false positives just for using heavy audio processing.
Right.
While at the exact same time, their inability to see past mixing chains is letting massive waves of AI tracks slip right past the gates onto official playlists.
Which really raises an important question about the state of the industry right now.
Yeah.
We are currently living right in the middle of a creator workaround economy. The official distribution infrastructure is so unreliable that an entirely new ecosystem of software has emerged just to bypass it.
It's crazy to see.
And as long as the AI companies continue to rely on removable signals like spectral watermarks, software like Undetector will simply keep winning the arms race against the distributors.
It is the ultimate technological hack. And, you know, that leaves us with one final kind of provocative thought for you to mull over as we wrap up today.
Oh, I like where this is going.
We talked at the very beginning about those algorithmic bouncers standing at the club door, right? Aggressively checking IDs, getting confused, throwing legitimate people out.
Yeah.
Well, if AI music generation continues to improve at this breakneck pace and the tools to strip away their detection watermarks remain this cheap, this accessible, and this effective,
will the streaming platforms eventually just be forced to fire the bouncers entirely?
Exactly. Will they have to surrender, stop caring completely about how a song was made in the studio, and instead only care if listeners out on the dance floor actually want to press play?
It's a fascinating thought.
Think about it. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.